Jeff Bean is on a mission.
So I know she's out there somewhere.
Bean is a herpetologist with the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. He's using radio waves to track an elusive pine snake. Trekking through a forest near Laurinburg, he holds a lunchbox-sized receiver. He's trying to pick up the signal from a tracker that a veterinarian implanted inside the snake.
So you can point this antenna. If you point it that way, it's a lot louder. So I know the snake's in that direction.
Bean's been tracking snakes through these woods for almost 20 years. Several times a month, he comes out to see where they are. For the last 6 years, he's been following this one, a female named Maggie.
Yeah, I try not to get attached to them. I try to think of them as research subjects, but they're really more like friends, at least from my point of view, not from theirs. They don't care a thing about me and would rather never see me ever again.
But Bean and other scientists care a lot about these snakes. By tracking the reptile's movements, Bean gets a unique insight into what the animals need in their environments. It turns out that these snakes are creatures of habit. They have favorite tree stumps and holes they like to visit again and again. When something interrupts their routine, like the placement of a road in the middle of their territory, it could be catastrophic.
Automobiles are a big threat to a lot of things out here. Even on these sand roads, they get run over. It's all things people are doing. It's all people. People are the problem.
And when things change for these snakes, they can change for the whole ecosystem. Only 3% of the longleaf pine ecosystem where these snakes live is left. Most of the rest has been developed. Jeff Hall works with the NC Wildlife Resources Commission, making decisions about how to best preserve the land for these snakes.
None of these things, none of these species operate in exclusivity. You know, they're connected with one another, and we don't always know exactly what those connections are. Some people talk about it like a car. You know, how many parts can you take off a car and the car still runs?
On this tracking mission, Hall and Bean spend 4 hours combing through briars, crunching through tall grass, and plodding through sandy soil, slowly getting closer to Maggie the pine snake.
I think this part's pretty exciting because you never know exactly what you're going to find when you get to where the snake is.
Maggie doesn't make it easy. When they finally find her, she and another snake are coiled underneath a burnt stump.
She and the coach were both in here on September 30th. You'd never know there was a snake there.
No, you wouldn't.
We can't see them, but the receiver portrays their hiding spot. Maggie seems to have made her home underground for the winter. Bean will keep tracking her, though, just to make sure things don't change.
This way, I'm spying on them. I know where they're going. And they probably wonder how I keep finding them.
Unless there's a warm spell, Maggie will reemerge in early March. And she can count on Bean being right behind her when she does. In Scotland County, I'm Megan Kane reporting.